Okay, today is Daf Lamed Tes. We're on Lamed Tes, 8 lines down. Umri Charifi de Pumpadisa. Before we say the Daf, I was talking to Michael yesterday, and something happened yesterday in the Daf, which happens like maybe once every 10,000 years. Yesterday was the 10th day of Nisan. And the whole Daf Amar Aleph yesterday was all about, someone sent me a text. That today is the day, the anniversary of the day, unrelated to the Daf, anniversary of the day, the Bnei Yisrael came into Eretz Yisrael for the first time, 10th of Nisan. Right. So it's a day of Geula, whatever you want to call it. Very nice, lovely. And then I said, wait a minute, the whole Daf was about that.
Okay. That's right.
And we didn't say a word about that.
Danny was shocked yesterday.
I said to Michael Fruchter, today's the 10th. He said, I know, I realized it afterwards. I said, don't worry, in 10,000 years it'll come up again maybe. Amazing coincidence. That's pretty amazing. Okay. Amri, what? Exactly. Amri Charifi de Pumpadisa. The Charifi of Pumpadisa said, who are they? It's Eifa and Avimi b'nei Rechava. They said, Ein Arla b'chutz laretz. There's no Arla in chutz laretz. We're going to go with a lot of shittas today, whether or not there's chutz laretz, Arla, Daraisa, Darabanan. They said there's no. Shalcha Rav Yehuda l'kameh de Rav Yochanan. Shalcha lei sasum sveka v'avad vada. Which is the same thing we said yesterday, which Rashi says on the third wide line. Leko chelo b'fanai. Go harvest it when I'm not here. Suffek etzli. So I won't know. And by me it's a suffek. Vana eichel. Then I can eat it. Uba arla kai. Talking about arla. Right? Make it into a suffek for me. Right? The whole halachic discussion. Can you even do such a thing? How does that work? Why is that allowed? Okay. The hichri is al peiros sehen. And make an announcement about my peiros. Shetu'unin geniza. That they require geniza. V'chal ha'omer ein arla b'chutz laretz. And anyone who says there's no arla in chutz laretz, lo yehe lo nin v'neched mashle chevel begoro b'kal Hashem. No descendant that's in the kahal of Hashem. A strong language for arla in chutz laretz. V'inu k'man tzviruha. Who does he hold like? Ki ha'ditani, like the following. Rebbe Lazar b'Rabbi Yossi omer mishrom Yossi ben dur maskat. Maska, Sha'amar Mishom Yose Glili, Sha'amar Mishom Yochanan Ben Nuri, Sha'amar Mishom Blaza Ben Hagadol, enough people. Ain Arla B'chutz La'aretz. There's no Arla in Chutz La'aretz. Aye, below, Votnan, Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Af HaChadosh. But the Mishnah said, Af Chadosh, meaning what? I, of course, Arla and Bikurim, Af Chadosh.
Right.
No, Tani Chadosh. Take out the word af, and therefore just says chadash. So Rashi says, tani chadash, below tani af, don't say af. V'achi kamar, arlo klayim areyim kishar tluyim baretz. That's only in Eretz Yisrael. V'ein noeg in b'chutz laretz. And it's not noeg in chutz laretz. Avol chadash, noeg b'chutz laretz. But chadash is the kos of bo, moshav kol makom shati yoshven. So it comes out that Rabbi Eliezer in the Mishnah is arguing on 2 points of the Tanakhama. Number one, Tanakhama said, Arla and Klayim is yes. Comes along with Rabbi Elazar, no, it's not. And the Tanakhama didn't say a word about Chadosh. Comes along with Rabbi Elazar, but Chadosh, yes. Okay. Amar Asi, Amar B'Yochanan, Arla b'chutz la'aretz, halacha l'moshe misinai. Arla in chutz la'aretz is halacha l'moshe misinai. Amar le Reb Zeru, le Reb Asi, v'atanya, safek Arla b'aretz, aser. 1 minute. If you have a safek Arla in Eretz Yisrael, it's aser. Besura. Besuria is mutter. Suria is mutter. And b'chutz la'aretz yod v'loket. And b'chutz la'aretz, you can even go take it and eat it. What do you mean? What do you mean halacha l'moshe misinai? That b'chutz la'aretz, it's aser. How could that be? Ishtarim kishal chadza. So for a minute, he didn't know what to answer. Then, it's actually a pasuk in Daniel. Then, amalei, they said, no. Em kach nemar. Sveika mutter. Only any suffix is mutter. Vadai aser. But if it's a vadai, it's aser. And the Beis Yosef explains, even though it's a very unusual halacha l'moshe misinai, because we treat halacha l'moshe misinai as like the daraisa. And if you don't follow the halacha l'moshe misinai, if it's a suffix, you have to do it. Right? That's most of the time. This is an exception. It's a whole lamdash discussion about, no, we have a rule normally, you can't argue on halacha l'moshe misinai. Rather, what's a classic example of halacha l'moshe misinai? How do you know that tefillin are black? How do you know they're black? Doesn't say the Torah they have to be black. Doesn't say that. Why are they black? Halacha Moshe Mesinai. It's something that God told Moshe that's not written down anywhere. And Moshe told Aaron, and Aaron told his children, and Klal Yisrael, and the next generation. So it's Halacha Moshe Mesinai. That's what that's called. Normally, you can't argue on that. It's something that if the Rambam says. You can't argue on Halacha Moshe Mesinai. Like you can't argue on the Torah. I don't agree with that. Right? You can't do that. You can argue on Rabbi Kiva can argue on Rabbi Shmuel. But you can't argue on a Torah. You can't argue on Halacha Moshe Mesinai. So what's going on here? You have the page. Everyone's arguing on each other. So it's an unusual Halacha Moshe Mesinai, right? I think the Rambam has, there are five types of Halacha Moshe Mesinai. You know, in the introduction, he has all these rules. So it's a complicated discussion. So that's also like, you know, a big topic. Anyway, Amar Rabbi Yossi, Amar Rabbi Asi, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Lokin al Aklayim Dvar Torah. If you violate Klayim, you get Malkus. Amar Leir Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yossi, Ay Vanan Tanan, Klayim Yidivri Sofrim. What do you mean you get Malkus? It's only the Rabbanan. King Malkus on the Rabbanan. Lokasha. No. Kan, when it's the Rabbanan, is Beklaya Kerem. That's by Klayim of a vineyard. Kan, when is it Minat Torah? Bahar Kavas Elon. When you graft two different trees. Kiddish Shmuel. Tamar Shmuel. Shmuel said, okay, so the Pasuk says, Es Chukosai Tishmoru. Right? It says, Es Chukosai Tishmoru. Then it says, Behem Techa Lor Sabia Klayim. Don't mate animals, right? Sadcha lo sizra klayim. Don't plant different species together in the field. And shatnas, which is three different types of klayim. Animals, field, clothing. The pasuk starts off with the words, eschakukosai tishmoru. So isn't that a funny thing to say? First it should say, what do you want me to guard? Don't do klayim. There's three types of klayim. Right? There's more than three. Clothing, animals, field, clothing, keep my rule. It's a funny thing. Keep my rule, which are these following rules.
Should first tell you what you should be
keeping. Correct. So that's what it normally does. Backwards. Right, it's backwards. It's chukosai tishmoru. Keep my rule. What does that mean, keep my rule? Chukim shechakakti lecha kvar. It's a rule that's already old news. Where is it old news? It's an old story. You know it already. Rashi says it's B'nai Noach. Which raises a red flag because Klayim is not B'nai Noach. Yeah. So what does it mean it's a rule already? We'll get to that in a second. Right? It's an old rule. Remember to keep what I told you once. It's an old story. What is that? Behantecha lo sarbiya Klayim. Don't mate animals. Sadecha lo sizra. Don't plant.
Mekarmecha lo sizmar.
What?
Mekarmecha lo sizmar.
That's not in this pasuk. Ma behemtecha baharva, just like animals, in order to mate it, it's not in that pasuk. Trust me. In order to mate it, you have to put them together to mate them. Right? They're not going to mate otherwise. Without getting together, it's not going to happen. V'noeg bein ba'aretz bein b'chutz la'aretz. Af so too tazecha noeg bein ba'aretz bein b'chutz la'aretz. So stop right here. Let's look at the Rashi. The Rashi of chukosai tishmoru. Chukosai tishmoru. Rashi says, Midilok siv, it doesn't say, Ushmartem es chukosai. Mashma, it's mashma, es chukosai asher me'olam tishmu. Old, me'olam, forever, from old news. Malamed, Shehizir es Noach ubanav alehen. That the B'nai Noach were commanded in Klayim.
But it's not one of the Shevets
of B'nai Noach. The Elu hein hachukim, and what are they? We'll get to that in a second. What are they? Behemtecha lo sarbia. Don't mate animals. Sadecha lo sizra. Don't graft plants. Make plants, whatever. Ve'enu zriyas klayim, shani omer, shechakaktim lecha kvar, dumya ve'ezuhu, I'm sorry, ve'ezuhu, ve'ezuhu zriyas klayim. What klayim? Shani omer, that I'm talking about. Shechakaktim lecha kvar, that I already told you about, it's old news. Dumya de behema, like an animal. Davra ha-mesuyim v'hayinu harkava. It must be a specific thing that's like behemoth, which means getting the two animals together, mamish together. U'mehach ha-nafkalon b'sanhedrin, the B'nai Noach hizaru alehen. The B'nai Noach were commanded already on this. V'hacha atamosif lilmod mehekish zeh dumi de behema af b'chutz laretz ta'chovas agufi af sadcha b'chutz laretz. The behemoth is a chovas aguf. To mate animals, you can't do that anywhere. So too, the out of the field applies anywhere. Everyone asks, time one of the Shevitz is Bnei Noach, correct? So the Ran says, it doesn't mean that it was committed to Bnei Noach. It's not one of the Shevitz Bnei Noach. What it means is, God created the world without Klayim. Right? He made species, he made animal. So making Klayim, it's not that Bnei Noach were commanded. It's in the Bria of the world not to do that. God didn't do it. Why are you doing it? God made a world. You have apples and you have oranges. You have oranges and you have lemons. You don't make them together, make grapefruits. God didn't do that. So why are you doing it? That's what Rashi means when he says Bnei Noach. What he means is in the world, when the world was created without any Klayim. So why are you going ahead and making Klayim?
He said about
what?
God didn't give you a cure of cancer. That's God's natural selection. What are you doing?
It's a hard sell.
You think so? I thought it was a good answer.
I thought it was a good answer.
Exactly. What?
I mean, didn't want you to try and take blames and make things.
Well, how do you know that?
How do you know that?
Huh?
I can't work one way or another.
I hear. I didn't think about that. I didn't think about that at all. I thought it was a pretty good answer. So it's not a Shemitz Bnei Noach. It's older than that. Heim chukim shechakati v'sadarti b'maisa bereshis. Shalo yurkav min echad b'chaveiro. You don't mate different animals, different things. Kimoshe nemar liminehu. That's in the world was in parashat bereshis. Liminehu. Ani mitzave eschem shetishmerusan. And I want you to keep that rule. I made a world like this. And I want you to keep that world. So I don't know. It doesn't say liminehu by how modes of travel. Doesn't say that.
Nobody wants to eat watermelon with pits.
Right.
God made it with pits. None of us do.
Right. Okay. So God said, liminehu. He created fruit, liminehu. So don't make up your own fruit.
I know, but he put into our ability to change all of that.
To make life better.
Exactly.
Yeah. I hear.
Well, why did he tell Adam? Why did he tell Bnei Noach?
What?
Well, you should have told Adam right away.
So by Rashi saying Bnei Noach, I just think he means the world.
Oh, yeah.
Even the Goyim, everybody, you know, just the world. I don't think it was a specific thing, Bnei Noach. Who are Bnei Noach? Right? A third of them are Jews. Right? By the way, it's a question, which I don't have an answer for. Why are they called Sheva Mitzvahs Bnei Noach? They really should be called Sheva Mitzvahs Ba'adam.
Right.
That's a question. Okay. Anyway. Yeah. Anyway, where am I up to? Alright. Vela Kasav, Vela Ksiv, Sadecha. But it says Sadecha. Want to hear a Rashi? David, look at this Rashi. It says Sadecha. Sadecha means Eretz Yisrael. Why does Sadecha, your land, why does that mean Eretz Yisrael? Says Rashi. Hameyuchad lecha. It's designated for you. V'chutz la'aretz, lo hiknu lecha man ha-shamayim. Hashem doesn't care that you live in the chutz la'aretz. Hashem doesn't care about that. Hashem, Eretz Yisrael, meyuchad, it's for you. So the Gemara says, you're right. Hahu l'me'ute zroyim shebechutz la'aretz. That comes to exclude kerem in chutz la'aretz. Klaya Kerem might not apply in Chutz La'aretz, according to this Shita. Why? Not in the Pasuk. Rav Chanan and Rav Anan, Havishakli v'Azi Baruchayu, Rav Chanan and Rav Anan walking together in the street, Chaziu, this was in Chutz La'aretz, right? Chaziu lehu gavra dekazara zroi v'hadi adadi. He was planting Klayim. Amalei, Nesi Mar, Neshamte. Let's put this guy in Cherem. He's planting Klayim. Amalei lo, let's not do it. Lo chavrisu. It's not so clear the halacha. We just got finished a whole daf. We ourselves don't know what's the story here with Klayim and Chutz La'aretz. We learn from this guy. Vesu, another time, Chazil Lehugav, they saw a guy, the Kazara Chiti Vesari Begufni. He was planting wheat and barley and vines together. Amalei, Nesi Mar Neshamte, let's put him in Chirim.
I'm assuming they first approached him and said you have to do Shuvah.
I don't know. I don't know about that. Amalei, Lo Tzaharisu. It's a different word. It's a different word here. But it means the same thing. Not so clear. Right. Shh. Lo kasha. It's lo kaimalon krib oshia. He not necessarily helak of oshia. The amar ad shiyizra achita se'ora v'chartzen b'mepelaz yod. You have to throw it all in one throw. What if I already have a vineyard here and I come and I plant wheat right on top of it? That's not klayim. Because the brochure said it has to be planted in one shot. So who knows that? I didn't know that. Right? Rashi says, Bitmiya, Where did Rabbi Yoshi get that from? Mehecha nafkalon. Nafkalon. To be eaten on beis minei zroim v'chartzon shlishi. That have to be those two plus the third one together. Mapelas yod nafkalon. He learns it out. It says, Milo tizra karmacha klayim. Mashma shizriyas hakarim atzma tiyah v'klayim. The zri itself has to be klayim. Not that it's already a vineyard here. Now I'm going to come and plant tomatoes. No. The zri itself has to be klayim. That's a chiddush. Not everyone knows that. We learn from this guy. Okay.
And is he saying that just for Kalayim Chutz
Laaretz? I'm not sure. I don't know. Yeah, I'm not sure. Rabbi Yosef, Ma'arev Bizironi Vizara. Rabbi Yosef would mix it up and plant mixed up. Amalei Abaye Vanantanan Kalayim B'divrei Sofrim. But you're not allowed to do that. It's a Drabonin at least. Amalei Lokasha. Kan B'Klay HaKerim, Kan B'Klay HaZroim. Depends if it's with vines or not. Klaya karem, iklaya karem, b'aretz, dasur bana, in the Eretz Yisrael, dasur bana, b'chutz la'aretz nami, gazir b'rabana. The Rabbana made a rule like that. But klai zroyim, b'aretz lo isir bana, tan asur bana, b'chutz la'aretz nami, lo gazir b'rabana. The Rabbana didn't make it zero. Hada amr of Yosef, lav milsi dami. But I said, that's not true. The Rav Zara Ginsa, the Beirav, Rav planted a garden by the yeshiva, mishare, and he made separate rows. That was not an Eretz Yisrael, it was in Chutz Laaretz. My time, La Bisham Iruve Klayim, isn't it because he was worried about Klayim? So it even applies in Chutz Laaretz. Amalei Abaye, no. Bishloma Iyashmi Inan, Arba Al Arba Ruchos. If you want to tell me, Arba Al Arba Ruchos, it was four different, in other words, north, south, east, west. There's a whole Mishnah in Klayim, and we had the Gemara in Shabbos, how you could plant. And you have a field that's shaped like a square, and you can plant north, south, east, west, and in the center. It's not going to be Klayim, because it's far enough away from each other that it's not going to be Klayim. So, first of all, Arba Labaruchos, Havaruga Achaz Be'emta, Shaper. If Rav did that, that's good. Elohacha Mishum Noi. It has nothing to do with Klayim. It's nicer this way. It's prettier. That's all. Nothing to do with Klayim. V'inami Or Mishum Tircha Deshamahu He. He wanted it to be a little easier. What's Shama? The workers?
Yeah.
He wanted to have a little rachmanis on the workers, just have to work, schlep it around. So he made it in a small area. Had nothing to do with Klayim. It could be that Klayim is okay in Chutz Laaretz. That's not why Rav did it. So, anyway, end of the Gemara. Now, what's the story with Klayim, Arlocha, Dosh, and Chutz Laaretz, and the Deraisa, Derabanan? It's a big muddle, right? Okay, we're not sure what
it's not really answered.
Nothing's answered, right? You have to go now you have to learn the Rif, and the Rosh, and the Tor, and the Beis Yosef, and then you get to it, and the Rambam. And you'll get to a
consensus,
and you'll get to the halacha. The halacha l'maisa. What's practiced? I believe that there is aral in Chutz Laaretz.
There is
chadash. We know for sure there is.
Yeah, sure.
Right, for sure there is. Right. Now, can you rely on the svek svek of the Rama? That's a whole discussion, right? Yeah, that's what everyone relies on. If you don't hold from chadash, you rely on the svek svek of the Rama. Ramosha Feinstein. So the people say today it's not a good stuff. It's not a good sex fake because you can be mevarer. I believe that is true. You could track it all the wheat, especially if it's planted, if it's harvested in the United States. Ramosha, who is in the middle between the Ramah and today, because today it's even more advanced. Ramosha has a tshuva. It's still okay to hold from the Ramah. It's still okay. When he wrote that in the '70s and the '60s, whenever he wrote that, it changed till today. People still feel that you don't have to be machmir in chadash. You want to, you can, based on Ramosha, which is based on the Ramah, which is made up with this. It's a funny sefek seg. It's really only one suffix. Okay, that's a shir in itself. Now that we're getting to Sfirsa Omer, it's not going to matter. Right? It only matters in the winter. It doesn't matter now because now it's be after Sfirsa Omer. Okay, call next. Okay, this Mishnah really. It's not even a. I don't know the halacha that's learned out of this Mishnah. Right? We'll see the Mishnah ourselves. Since we talked about mitzvos of men and women, now we get on to Eretz Yisrael, Chutz Laaretz, right? What's the differences between them? Now this is Mishnah, and the next Mishnah also. Kol ha'ose mitzvah achas. You do one mitzvah. Mativin lo, that's a good thing. Umarichin lo yamav. And you get arichas yamim. Where do you get arichas yamim? Where? Rashi says, Mashma Bahai Alma, in this world. The Rambam categorically argues and says, not in this world, in the next world. Right? Right? It's an Olam Abba. Okay? Machlokas Rashi Rambam. Where do you get Arichas Yamim? V'nochal es ha'aretz, and you inherit the earth. V'chol she'eino osim mitzvah achas, and if you don't do one mitzvah, ein mitivin lo. That's not a good thing. We don't give you good. V'ein ma'arichin lo yamav, we don't increase your life. V'eino nochal es ha'aretz, and you don't inherit the land.
Don't we have a specific list of things that
are richos yamav? V'riminu, what are you talking about, says the Gemara. Elu devarim, these are the following things. Sha'adam ochel perosehem ba'olam hazeh. Will you eat the fruits in this world? Va'keren kayem eslola olam haba. But the keren is in the next world. The ikr is in the next world. The eluhain. And here's the list. Kibud aveim. Gemilas chasadim. Hachnasas orchim. Right? Havas shalom ben adam lachaveiro. The Talmud Torah connected kulam, and Talmud Torah is on top of them. What do you see from this Mishnah, which is a Mishnah in Peah, which many people say it every morning, right? What do you see from this Mishnah?
It's a very, very specific list.
Well, only these mitzvot you have peros in olam hazeh, which is mashma. Every other mitzvah,
not lavdafka.
There's no reward here. It's only in the next world, right? By the way, why does it say gemilas chasadim? And then Havas Shalom and Adam Lachavero. And by the way, in the Siddur, it also sticks in Ben Ishla Ishto.
Right. Yeah.
Right?
Only in Sfarad ones.
Oh, really? Only in Sfarad ones? Interesting. So what? Man, how is that different?
Man, a scroll. Yeah.
Aha. Interesting. It doesn't say Echnos Archim. So how is that different than Gemilas Chasadim? You say Gemilas Chasadim. And then after that, you have Achas Azorachim, which is Gemilas Chasadim. And being Shalom to Nishal Ishta, Ben Adon Lachavero, is Gemilas Chasadim. What? I have to say it so many times. Okay? Right? The answer is, because Gemilas Chasadim implies that the recipient wants the Chesed. And I need you to do me a favor. Can you do me a favor? Can you drive me to the airport? All right, I'll do a Chesed. I'll do a Toiv. I'll drive you. What if you do Gemilas Chasadim for somebody? They don't want you to do it.
It's not a chesed.
Yes, it is. Like patching up a marriage? That's not a chesed? Patching up a friendship? Inviting over somebody who doesn't... If you don't invite the guy, there's no harm, no foul. You didn't invite the guy. No, you don't know. You didn't invite the guy. Go invite the guy. And what if you don't invite the guy? What is a lack of chesed? I'm a vatel gemilas chesed? No. I don't have to invite the whole world every Shabbos, every night. I don't have to do that. The guy doesn't even expect it. Doesn't even know it's coming. That's chesed also. That's a separate thing, right? The guy, you know, there's a fight between two people, and you have a way to get them to patch it up. They're not interested. They're ready to go to their grave with that harp, you know, with that grudge. They're ready to do it. So I have a din of chesed. Yes, hachnas bring shalom between a man and a woman, between friends. It's on the list. It's an amazing vart, no? It's an amazing vart.
So why is the list only got five, we say?
These are the five. So what's special about these five?
No, but we say eight.
What do we add? We add Ben Adam Lachaveh, Bishop Benishal Ishto. Right, so it's a different list.
Okay.
Just a different girsa. Different girsa. What?
What we see every morning is the Mishnah Berurah.
Right, and what's this?
I think it may just...
It's a different version. Different version. They had in the footnote here why those are not on this list. Yeah, I don't know. Anyway, so the question is, the Mishnah starts off by saying any mitzvah. And then we say it's not so true, it's only a few mitzvahs. So Amar Yehuda, Hachi Kamar. We're gonna learn Rashi. Tosfos had a different verb, I didn't understand Tosfos. Hachi Kamar. Kola osa mitzvah achas, Yeseira al Zechuyosav, Meitivin lo, that's it. In other words, you're 50-50. So you do one mitzvah more, Meitivin lo, that's a good thing. Vidome Kimi Shemekayim Kol Torah Kula. It's as if you Mekayim the whole Torah. Michlal, Dibahanach, right? These mitzvos, the ones on the list in Peah, Afilu Bechadanami, even one. Says Rashi, if you read the Rashi. Afilu Lo Kayim Shar Mitzvos, Vaharuba. I'm sorry. That's the answer. The answer is, that if you're 50-50, one of these mitzvahs will tip the scale. Right. That's the answer. Only these are going to tip the scale.
Most people are not 50.
So the Gemara asks, one second, Michlal dahanach afilu b'chadanami? So these mitzvahs, even one's going to tip the scale, you still have 49% rishus. So why is it tipping the scale? Yeah, okay, so it tips the scale, but how does that turn you into a tzaddik? Right? Mitivilo, give all baba. How does it do that? Yeah. So Rashi says, Vafilu lo kayim shar mitzvahs bitmi of aruba avonosu. Amr Shmaya lomar, she'im hoisa shikula machras. No, what it means is, the question is before that you could have 98% bad things. But, you have kibud aveim, like Esav. Esav wasn't a good person, but he had kibud aveim, one good thing. So if I have one good thing, that's what you're telling me? I have one good thing, I'm going to el dvarim she'elem, she'el dvarim she'odem ochoz, avetem all that, if I can't get along with that, I do kibud aveim, but I'm a murderer?
No.
Like Esav? Murderer? How could that be? So the Gemara answers, that's not what it means. Amr v'shmai, here's what it means. Lomar, we're going to read, she'im ha'isa she'kula machras. If you're 50-50, that's what I meant, the 50-50, it's over here. If you're 50-50, and within the 50, you have kibud aveim, or anyone else on that list, that'll tip the scale. Only these will tip the scale. Why only these? I don't know. Look at Rashi. Rashi says it. Ha diktani eil devarim. We're talking about, the Mishnah in Pei is only talking about a very unique case. The mechza avonos, the mechza zechuyos, the guy's 50-50. V'yesh mechza zechuyah achas me'elu. And one of the 50% of good includes these five. Machra says hakaf, that'll tip the scale, ki'ilu have ruba zechuyos, and that'll give him as if it's more than 50. It's really only 50%. How could it be exactly 50%? That's God's cheshbon.
So 51% is...
It's not 51% already, you're good. It's not 51%. It's 50%. But within the 50%, I have kibud of aim. That'll tip the scale.
So you can still have
50% riches. Correct. The I don't need the extra mitzvah because I already got it. But if I don't have from these, then I need an extra mitzvah to tip the scale. It's a very difficult pshat, no? Right? Very difficult pshat. Okay. I never heard that. Now, when you do one good thing, or it's one thing in that 50%, that tips the scale. One second. If anyone has more good than bad, we do bad for him. You have more good, you get bad. It's as if somebody burnt the whole Torah. Not one letter did the guy leave over. They said we treat a guy that has more mitzvahs. But if he has more avonos than zechuyos, then metivin lo, that we treat him like a king. We treat him as if he was mekayim the whole Torah. He didn't even leave out one letter. He wasn't mekayim. What's pshat on that? Machlokas abayin rava. Machlokas abayin rava. Tell me which one makes more sense. Amar abaya. Masnisan da avidin le yom tov v'yom bish. The Mishnah, which Mishnah? Our Mishnah that says when you do a good thing, that's a good thing. When you do a bad thing, that's a bad thing. What is that Mishnah talking about? Yom tov and yom bish. What is yom tov and yom bish? Again, we're going to read Rashi. Rashi says, Masnisan diktoni mativin umariin. Our Mishnah said good and bad. It's the exact opposite of what you think. David in Layoma Tov Yom Bish, we do good and bad for you. What does that mean? Misha osa mitzvah yisera. Somebody's a good person. He has a lot of good mitzvahs. Davi ruba zechuyos. He has more zechuyos than not. Maskinin lo ba'olam hazeh. Right? Yontif. We prepare a yontif for this guy. And on that yontif, nifrad mimenu avonosav. We exact punishment for his sins. Why do we do that? Why do we do that? So he shouldn't be punished in the next world. V'zeu tikkun yontif lo l'olam haba. It's really going to turn out to a big yontif in the next world. V'chol she'avonos merubin. But if someone has more averos, he has mitzvahs. We're not talking about Hitler. A guy has mitzvahs, but he has more averos. Diktoni marin lo haino davidin le hazmanas yom bish. We're going to prepare for you a bad world. Meaning, she'mashlimin lo schar mitzvahs of kan. You give him all the reward here. Li'os misukin lo yom ra. So there's nothing there. There it'll be a bad day. That's what our Mishnah means. says Abaya.
So at what point is this? The end of his days? Or
throughout his life. I don't know.
Like, how do you decide?
I don't know. We don't know how God runs the world. There are Gemaras sprinkled throughout Shas that seem to say God does this and that. They contradict each other. Right? They contradict each other. They just do. Some say there are a few, like five. If you take all these Gemaras, right? Rasha Varalo, Tzadik Vitralo. It's because of your sins. It's because of your parents. It's because of. We don't understand it. It's because on the surface they seem to contradict. We're not going to answer the question, why do bad things happen to good people? We're not going to answer that question because there is no answer. If you want to know what the Gemara answers, the Gemara says because of sins, because of the generation. The Gemara gives other things of certain averus that are done, not just this general idea of sin, right? Yisurim shel av, the Gemara says such a thing, right? So the Gemara gives a whole bunch of different things that you need a nobody ever discusses this because nobody knows it, right? You want to tell me about kinyonim and shlichus and all lundisha things? You go to people, you get the answer. You find people, you'll get to the answer. Here, you're not going to get to the answer. There is no answer, right? We're just reading words here, right? That's a baya anyway. If you don't like a baya, Rava Omar, Rava says, Hamani, who is the author of the brisa that said that in the next world it's really and only a few mitzvahs not? That's Rabbi Yaakovi. The Amar Schar Mitzvah Bahai Amaleka. There's no schar in this world at all. The Mishnah said that there is. Right? That's only those five. It says in the Torah in Bichukosai Teilechu V'Nasati Gishmechem Beitam. That sounds like there is schar in this world. You follow the rules. You follow the Torah. You'll have rain. You'll have parnasa. How do you reconcile that? So the Marsha says that's only if the tzibur. If the tzibur keeps the Torah, the tzibur will be taken care of. But yechidim schar mitzvah b'ha amaleka. How does that work? If you're part of the tzibur, then you're a yachid. I don't. What? That's not in this world. As a matter of fact, we're gonna have that story right now.
I understand it that if the tzibur are observing Torah,
right,
then they stay together as a tzibur.
Okay,
and
I hear.
Yiddishkeit.
I hear. What does it mean? Schar mitzvah b'hai
amaleka.
What does that mean?
So
what do you mean? There's no. Why? So why do good things happen to bad people, and why do good things happen to good people? We don't know.
Socialism.
Yeah. Imagine this. Imagine you walk into you're on the road somewhere. You're in some tiny little village somewhere in who knows where, in upstate New York, some tiny little town, and you walk into a gas station.
Yeah.
And you say like this, I don't have any money, but someone gave me a check for $10 million. So I'll make the check out to you and you give me the change. And it filled up, it cost me $28. I'll make the check out for you for $10 million and you give me the change. He can't cash that check. He can't do it. He doesn't have the ability to do it. You can't get schar in this world. It's like trying to cash a $10 billion check. They can't. That's a decent mashal. I liked it. It appealed to me. That's the only other... What do you mean? Why? Why can't it be schar mitzvah? Why not? Why schar mitzvah amaleka? Why not? That's one answer. That's one approach. The whole approach. Because Hashem can't cash the check in this world. It can't be cashed for you. That's how great the schar is. It's so great. What are they going to give you? Riches? That's not. What is that? Can't cash the check for you. Right? That's one approach. There are other approaches. D'tanya, Rabbi Yaakov Omer, Ein lecha kol mitzvah mitzvah shetzuvah b'torah, shematan Torah schara b'tzida, shein tzchias ha-mesen tuluyaba. There's no mitzvah in the Torah where the schar is told, where it's not dependent on the next world. Kibbut of aim, ksiv, l'man yarichun yamecha, yamani tavlach, in the next world. Shluch hakan, ksiv, shluch hakein, l'man yitavlach, Farachta Yamim. Haray, listen to this. Sha'amalo Aviv. Alei Labira. The father says to the son, go up to the chicken coop over there. I'll go up there to the tower. Fahavili Gozlos. Bring me the birds. Right? He's doing the only two mitzvos where the Torah gives you a schar. And what's the schar? Long life. Va'ala Labira, Vishalach Hase'im, he sends the mother away. On the way down, he falls and dies. Where's the good in that? Where's the arichas yamim?
Is that a real story? Or just making them
Ella, 1 minute. L'man yitav lach l'olam shekulo tov. It must be the next world. L'man yarichin yamecha l'olam shekulo aruch. It's the next world. So why did God cause him to die? We don't have an answer to that question. We don't have an answer to that question. But we do know one thing. It's not this world. That we know.
It's one of the reasons
that we're going to get to that in 2 minutes. V'dilma lav hachi hava. Maybe the story never happened, David. Maybe it's a made-up story. No, Rabbi Yaakov Maisa Chazah. He saw it happen. Okay? Now, the Gemara asks unbelievable things. V'dilma mahar b'avera havi. Maybe he was thinking about bad things. You hear this?
But he was still going to do it.
So what? The bad he was doing in his heart counterbalanced the good. What do you see from here? You see from here that when you do mitzvos, it's not just enough to do them. You have to concentrate. Right? That's an amazing thing. No, it's more than mitzvah strichas kavana. Mitzvah strichas kavana means, why else am I shaking a lulav? What am I doing here in shul with a lulav and esrog shaking it? What, not for a mitzvah? So if you don't have the kavana of the mitzvah, it's built in kavana. What else am I doing here? What else am I doing sitting down at the Seder eating matzah? I never eat matzah. What am I doing here?
Why? You never like davening at the end of davening. You guys just finished out.
Yeah, davening's. That's
just in general.
I'll say it like this. What did you show up for davening? Not to daven. Now, why do you not concentrate? Because you're a human being and concentrating is very difficult. So you're spaced out. That's not the same thing.
Peer pressure.
What? There's peer pressure? Excellent. It's the same thing. That's kavana. I'm coming to shul because I want to do a mitzvah. Why do I want to do the mitzvah? Because God told me, because my friends didn't look at me funny. Good, you're here. Now, you didn't concentrate so much. Work on yourself. Why else am I come to shul and Rosh Hashanah to hear a shofar? And if I didn't hear it, because I woke up late, I'll walk to a different shul. And I'll make myself crazy. Why am I doing that? Now, when the actual shofar is blowing, what am I thinking about? I'm thinking about shofar? No. I'm thinking about my family and my job and what I want out of life. I'm not thinking about the mitzvah, d'oraisa, right? That's okay. I'm not saying it's okay. That's human beings. You're not angels. So why else am I doing a mitzvah? That's not what we're saying here. We're saying I'm doing the mitzvah of kibud av aim, right? What am I thinking about? What movie I'm going to go see later? That's not right. Right? Some aveira that I want to do. That's what he's doing here. That's what we're talking about.
I know, but the aveira in his heart is not an aveira until he does it.
Ah, except, so the Gemara answers.
Except Kili Ryers.
No, so the Gemara answers, Machshava Ra in HaKadosh Baruch Hu Metzarfa L'Maisa. You're thinking about something? What kind of thing is that?
Except
Kili Ryers. No, that's not true. V'dilma Maharher Bavodas Kochavimu. Maybe he was thinking about Avodah Zarah. Dechsev Laman Tafos as Beis Yisrael B'libam. Now to do that. Why are you thinking about Avodah Zarah? Why are you thinking about Avodah Zarah? Avodah Zarah. Because that's the definition of Avodah Zarah, no? If in your heart you already have another God there, then it's already Avodah Zarah. Now, there is a Gemara, I've also heard that by Gila Rayos, thinking about it, you get an Avera. I don't know where the Makar is for that.
Pickle also.
No, pickle you have to actually eat it. Right? I think you have to eat it for kares, just thinking about apostles, the carbon, the whole, that's a good question. But it's a good question.
By pickle, I think it's a machshava.
That's what you just said. Just a machshava alone. I think that if they eat the carbon for the kares, if you don't eat it, I think you just get malchus. We had something like that.
Yeah.
I don't remember. It's a good question. The point is, oh my goodness, the point is, what are we saying over here? So I've heard that thing about Arias. The Gemara doesn't ask it. The Gemara asks about Avodah Zarah. Why? Because by thinking about another God, that's by definition of Avodah Zarah. No? I don't have to do anything. By something else, I have to do something. I'm thinking about the cheeseburger. So you have to actually eat that. So if while you're doing Kibbutz of Aim and Shluch HaKan, you're thinking about cheeseburgers, that doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Except for Avodah Zarah. So the Gemara answers, Inhu Nami Hachi Kamar. No, this is what we're saying. Listen to this. Yisal Gadaitach. Schar mitzvah b'hai alma. If the schar in this world, then a milo egin mitzvah to like yechid olahav l'day hero. Then you know what? Then I would never think about bad things, because the schar of the mitzvah would protect me, and I wouldn't think about it, cheeseburgers or avodah zarah. I wouldn't be doing that. That's an unbelievable thing, right? So therefore, don't tell me he was thinking about avodah zarah. Impossible. V'amar Belazar shluchim mitzvah ein nizakin. I, but shluchim mitzvah can't get harmed. Hasam b'halichas on shining. No, they only can't get harmed when you're on your way, not on the return trip. On the return trip, you can't get harmed. Ah, he didn't give the birds to his father yet. What kind of he still didn't do the mitzvah. Shluch hakan, he did. Kibbutz of aim, he didn't do. So what's the answer?
Was
so
the birds back?
Two answers. Yeah, he's bringing the birds back for his father. No, and the father bringing me the birds. So it's two answers. One answer you're going to like, one answer you're not going to like. The first answer is, Tosfos Rid says, he threw the birds down to his father. So now he's coming down off the ladder, and he fell. He did the mitzvah already. The Pnei Yeshua says, the avera that he did, or that he was thinking about, was not returning the birds to his father. I'm going to keep them for myself. That's the avera. That's an unbelievable vart.
It's
an unbelievable vart. Because how else, what else could the answer be? It's either one of two things. He threw them down to his father.
Or has to fit.
Or his avera was, I'm not returning them to him. I'm going to keep them for myself. It's an unbelievable vart. It's an unbelievable vart. Yeah.
And he didn't do
Kibbutz Av Eim now. Why? So I'm not returning them to him. I'm going to keep them for myself. Ah. It's an unbelievable vart. Anyway, Sulam Ru'u Ahave, the answer is, no, Sulam Ru'u Ahave, the Kvi Hezeka. It was a rickety ladder. He should have been more careful. It's his own fault. Ay, V'chol Hecha, the Kvi Hezeka, lo samchid anisa. And then we rely on an ace to ksiv, like it says, V'yomer Shmuel, Eich, Elech, Eshama, Shal, V'hargeni. Right? That Shmuel said, I'm afraid of Shal, he's going to kill me. What do you see? That when he's an angry guy. So don't go there and expect an ace. Right? The normal course of business, you're going to get hurt. So don't climb up a bad ladder. Yeah, but I'm doing Shluch HaKanah, Hashem will protect me. No, he won't. You don't bang your head into a wall and say, oh, I have a headache now. Right? Okay, one more second. Amar Yosef, Elmalei Darshe, Acher, Lahai Kra, Kerb Yaakov Barbarta, Lochata, had Acher, Darshan, the Pasuk, like with Yaakov, that it doesn't mean in this world he never would have gone off the derech. The Achim I have, what do you mean? Ikadamriki hai gavna chazi. He saw this story. The Ikadamri, Lishna the Chutzpis the Maturgaman chaza. He saw the tongue of Chutzpis ha Maturgaman, Dahugarale, Davar, Acher. He saw a pig schlepping the tongue of Chutzpis ha Maturgaman. Amar, he said, Pasha, Hippig, Margolios, the tongue that spun pearls, right? That set over pearls. Yilachik Afar, that tongue is over here in the dirt. Nafak v'chata, he went out and he went off to derech because of that. It's very interesting, right? Some say, why? What the tongue as opposed to just his death, right? It's a big discussion. This whole Gemara was fascinating. The whole tomorrow is more fascinating. Everybody have a very good day. We'll pick up tomorrow.